Welcome. We're going to discuss communication management. First, the interpersonal communication process. The sender, who is the encoder of the message, right? The attitude of that sender, the experience and perception that they're trying to convey to the receiver, right? They transmit that communication to the receiver via a medium, verbal or nonverbal, right? Maybe a text message or an email or a conversation over the phone or in person. The receiver decodes the message, tries to grasp the attitude, experience, or perception of the sender, decodes and interprets the message they receive from the sender, and then provides an action or response in the form of feedback. So this is the process of communication, or the communication loop. Interpersonal communication mediums. So from the top to bottom is more effective to less effective. So the top being the most effective, the bottom being the least effective. So if we start at the top, face-to-face. In a face-to-face communication type setting, I can see the person's body language that's trying to convey a message to me. I can understand the tone of voice that they have. I can read their attitude much better. I can make eye contact with them. I can know how sincere they are, if they're joking around. So face-to-face is obviously the number one form of communication, because you can have an insight to all the other variables that consist of communication. Video conferencing, I can still see the person, so it's still interpersonal, but it's not face-to-face. I can't physically touch them, reach out, shake their hand, things like that. So telephone, I can still hear their tone of voice. I can still understand where they're coming from. I can still feel the vibe of the conversation over the telephone. But if you notice, we're starting to move down. It's a little more less effective. Two-way radio, you know, that's just a brief conversation. That's just a brief, I've got a message real quick, I've got to get out over the radio. So there's no real connection between the people as far as sharing ideas and thoughts on an emotional, physical, social experience. Written, addressed documents. So if I write somebody a letter, you know, they're going to get the point that I'm trying to say, and they're going to understand my emotions somewhat, but it won't be the same as seeing them face to face and being able to hear them and see how they react in their body language. Unaddressed documents, just bulk mail or a poster advertising something, right? So obviously we can get the point of the message, but we don't know what the real inspiration is behind the message. So nonverbal communication. Ways of talking, pauses, stress on words. What do I make more direct? How do I make it more exciting? You know, things like that. Posturing, slouching. Your body language shows a lot about how you feel about certain things, or your attitude. Appearance. You know, clean, neat, tidy, put together shows that you're prepared. Maybe unorganized, messy, not put together so well shows that maybe you're not so prepared. Head movements, nodding, letting somebody know that you agree with them. Yes, I understand what you're saying. I can empathize with you. I feel what you're saying, right? Hand movements, right? Waving, things like that. Maybe shows excitement, like I'm happy to be here. Hey, look at me, or something like that, right? So I can see people's expressions and thoughts through their body language. Eye movement, right? Shooting somebody a wink. Hey, I got your back, right? Me and you are together. We're good. Facial expression, a frown, a smile. You can read somebody's attitude or how they feel. Body contact, shaking hands, right? Hey, I trust you, we have a deal. Closeness, invading someone's space. Hey, I don't feel like being bothered right now, leave me alone, I need a little time. You know, things like that. Sounds, laughing, you know, I'm in a good mood, I'm happy, I'm laughing, I'm joking around. You know, so nonverbal communication, it's very important. to pay attention to how they're saying what they're saying. Barriers to effective communication. Lack of honesty. No one's going to want to do business with you. No one's going to want to trust you. No one's going to listen to you. No one's going to really go above and beyond if you're not honest with them and you don't create that rapport with them so they can trust you and know that you're going to hold up your end. Credibility gap. When you're dishonest, you create a credibility gap for yourself. Right? So people can't trust you. Now you've lost credibility. Nobody's going to really want to do business with you. So it's very important to maintain effective communication and be clear and concise and particularly honest. Language. There may be a language barrier, right? Two people speak totally different languages. Emotional. I'm happy about something. This other person is sad about the exact same thing. Listening habits. I don't listen well. I just want to talk all the time. I really don't care what you have to say, but I want to talk, so I'm not going to listen, right? We need to be a good listener. We need to make sure that we understand what the other person is saying and we understand how to appropriately respond. Perception. Perception is how I see it. How do I perceive this certain statement, or how do I perceive this person, or how do I perceive this idea? Right, my perception of this may be different than somebody else's perception, and therefore we can't agree on it because our perception is different. Information medium. How do we collect our information? Do I get it from the internet? Do I get it from the Wall Street Journal? Do I get it from word of mouth? How am I collecting my data? So to overcome these barriers to effective communication, first we need to think. Right, we need to think about how we're going to approach a situation. What attitude do I need to portray in this situation? And how do I effectively communicate what I want to say in this situation to be the most effective, to get the outcome and the results that I desire? Use feedback. Again, it goes back to that listening mechanism. Listen, receive the feedback, digest the feedback, and then make a plan. Tailor your language to the receiver. Know who you're talking to. Know what their skills are, their experiences. Understand your audience. Listen actively. Listening is one of the most effective tools that you'll have, because then you'll be able to understand more. So the more that you listen and the more that you can absorb and understand, the better you're going to have a feel for whatever's going on, and therefore people can bring ideas together and make a common solution that's good for everyone. Constrain emotions. Don't get too hot or angry or upset, right? Cooler heads will prevail. Watch non-verbal clues, particularly these body language non-communication skills that we talked about previously. Next is the Grapevine Communication Channel, which is an informal organizational communication network that is active in almost every organization. This provides a channel for issues not suitable for formal communication channels. So if I've got a problem going on with work and I don't think that the work is being distributed fairly, I think this person's getting all the good projects, I get all the bad projects, I don't think my boss likes me very much. So there needs to be a back channel of communication that's not so formal to understand what's going on inside the organization so that we can talk about it and everybody can be clear on what the expectation is. The impact of information passed along the grapevine can be counted by open and honest communication with employees. That's why it's important to have an open door policy as a manager, so that you can understand the landscape environment of your employees and keep your pulse on your employees to know how they feel, what they're thinking, and how they want to move forward, and then combine that with your ideas about how you want to move forward and what's best for the organization, and then come together for a solution that creates the best environment for profit maximization for the business.